Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. You are blessed beings indeed. I'm that one you know as Brother T, and I'm here today again with my beautiful wife, Reverend C, Reverend Claudia Renee. We are continuing forth in our study of A Course in Miracles. Today we're going to be talking about Lesson 201, but we are in review, so we're going to discuss its review number 6, and we're going to discuss the review because it has some relevant information in there. And then we'll talk a little bit about 201 as well. Let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath as we begin together. Review 6. For this review, we take but one idea each day, and we practice it as often as is possible. Besides the time we give morning and evening, which should not be less than 15 minutes, and the hourly remembrances we make throughout the day, use the idea as often as you can between them. Each of these ideas alone would be sufficient for salvation, if it were learned truly. Each one would be enough to give release to you and to the world from every form of bondage, and invite the memory of God to come again.
With this in mind, we start our practicing in which we carefully review the thoughts the Holy Spirit has bestowed on us in our last 20 lessons. Each contains the whole curriculum if understood, practiced, accepted, and applied to all the seeming happenings throughout the day. One is enough. But for that one, there must be no exception made. And so we need to use them all and let them blend as one, as each contributes to the whole we learn.
These practice sessions, like our last review, are centered around a central theme with which we start and end each lesson. It is this: I am not a body, I am free.
For I am still as God created me. The day begins and ends with this, and we repeat it every time the hour strikes, or we remember in between we have a function that transcends the world we see. Beyond this, in a repetition of the special thought we practice for the day, no form of exercise is urged, except a deep relinquishment of everything that clutters up the mind and makes it deaf to reason, sanity, and simple truth.
We will attempt to get beyond all words and special forms of practicing for this review. For we attempt this time to reach a quickened pace along a shorter path to the serenity and peace of God. We merely close our eyes and then forget all that we thought we knew and understood. For thus is freedom given us from all we did not know and failed to understand.
There is but one exception to this lack of structuring. Permit no idle thought to go unchallenged. If you notice one, deny its hold and hasten to assure your mind that this is not what it would have. Then gently let the thought which you denied be given up in sure and quick exchange for the idea we practice for the day.
When you are tempted, hasten to proclaim your freedom from the temptation. As you say, this thought I do not want. I choose instead, and then add, I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me.
And then repeat the idea for the day and let it take the place of what you thought. Beyond such special applications of each day's idea, we will add but few formal expressions for specific thoughts to aid your practicing. Instead, we give these times of quiet to the teacher who instructs in quiet, speaks of peace, and gives our thoughts whatever meaning they may have.
To him, I offer this review for you. I place you in his charge and let him teach you what to do and say and think each time you turn to him. He will not fail to be available to you each time you call to him to help you. Let us offer him the whole review we now begin. And let us also not forget to whom it has been given as we practice day by day, advancing toward the goal he set for us, allowing him to teach us how to go, and trusting him completely for the way each practice period can best become a loving gift of freedom to the world. Now you might be asking yourself, who is this him? And it's a capital H him, right? And the answer, of course, is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, as he tells us in the textbook, is nothing more than your right mind. So it's really you that you are surrendering to, your higher self, your true self, your holy self, your authentic self, the source of all that is the voice for God, if you will, that we proclaim to be the Holy Spirit. But it really is not separate from you. It never could be separate from you because you cannot separate yourself from yourself. And that's the blessing of A Course in Miracles. It makes it approachable for us to connect with ourselves, but to begin to connect, if you will, with our true self, best self, authentic self. So with that in mind, we see that it's capitalized when he refers to him, and that Jesus is saying, I offer this review to you. I offer this review for you. I place you in his charge and let him teach you what to do and say and think each time you turn to him. So the Holy Spirit, he's saying, nothing more than your right mind, is your guide in all of these lessons. So again, let's take a good deep breath as we begin lesson 201.
Well, before
you want to add some, you want to add
before
something?
We begin lesson 201, I had a few things that I
bet you did.
I wanted to say.
Well, please share.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, as you were speaking, I really, again, scripturally, I get, you know, how this true self sits at the right hand of the Father, Mother presence. This divine right mind is that which is spoken of scripturally, you know, that all is already given, and you sit at that right hand of all that is as we practice exactly what these instructions give us, and to what in this like review instruction is given us a way of life. It's given, right here is our way of life, that we begin and end each day. We throughout the day, you know, we remember our true self. We rediscover ourselves. We rediscover our true self connected in Holy Spirit. And then I just really want to point out to me that one of the most important things is the challenge that we're given, and that's in paragraph 7. There's one exception to the lack of structuring, and that is to permit no idle thought to go unchallenged. And, you know, once we notice it and the thought that we're denying, then we gently let the thought go and give it up as sure and quick exchange for the idea that we practice today. And again, that's what we're being given, this as our moment by moment, breath by breath practice. And I just find this instruction to be just beautiful. I really do.
It is. So. And well worth, you know, reading and commenting on before we begin the lessons. And as you were sharing, I just am reminded that, you know, when I read A Course in Miracles, I look at it like, okay, this is, it's kind of, to me, I like to see it like this is Jesus, you know, saying, here, this was my journey.
Yeah.
This is what I learned. This is what I opened my mind to. This is what I began to realize. And so, and he was, you know, he's been honored as the example life.
Exactly.
And you were just, you know, you were saying that this is our example life. This is our example life. And it really is. And it begins with, I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. That's lesson 201. So do you mind reading this lesson for us?
Sure. So we just pause and we do as has been humbly demonstrated, that we pause and we offer this to Holy Spirit. I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. I trust my brothers who are one with me. No one but is my brother. No one but is my brother. I am blessed with oneness with the universe and God, my Father, one creator of the whole that is myself, forever one with me. And then concluding with, I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me.
I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. Let's pause for a moment with a good deep breath and let's consider this for just a moment in silence together. This one is worth writing on a post-it note or wherever. Stick it on the refrigerator, you know, or stick it on your monitor if you have a monitor in your computer. Everybody's got laptops anymore, but type it into your smartphone as a text and send it to your peace partner.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your peace partner? It's whoever your companion is in the Course in Miracles, and you'll find that. There are a lot of us that are out here studying the Course. So if you don't have a peace partner, find a peace partner, somebody that you can, I think is really beneficial. We refer to it, of course, Americans refer to it as mighty companions. But this, as he says in the review, if you just get this one lesson, you're saved. So what are we saved from? What do you think?
Our own thought system.
Yeah, our thought system of the world.
That we created. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. To separate us from our brothers and to have us fear one another.
Mm-hmm.
And believe that we're separate.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to say here in the West, my experience, I'll just speak to my experience, never experienced anything like what we're experiencing now. Yet, though I do, you know, from news clips and, you know, I was in the military years ago, you know, just being exposed to some of the other cultures of the world. It's not new in the world, you know, what we're experiencing right now in our Western culture, but there is a huge divide that's being, and I want to say thrust upon us, but it's actually being, we're attracting it as our experience because the world is reflecting our consciousness, as we were saying earlier. I think we talked about it yesterday, you know, race consciousness or group consciousness. Our country has a group consciousness. And what's been said is that what's been shared and channeled work that's coming through spirit these last few decades, literally, but certainly more recently, especially since the turn of the millennium, is that this is the shift that we've been, this is happening. I mean, this is happening. What's happening is that we are moving very rapidly now towards a global higher consciousness and awareness and awakening of who and what we are.
Yeah. I feel like in our culture right now, everything is so polarized and quite frankly, I was looking at a little short video before we did this, before we started this, and, you know, it's about wearing a mask, and then, or not wearing a mask, and that there's a polarity about everything in our culture right now. And for me, this lesson is about healing and forgiving the concept of other, the concept that that there's anybody or anything outside of this one, and that you know, it's healing the concept of special love, special hate. No one, the way that you instruct, no one only is my brother. And so all are brothers and sisters, but only because of back of all of that, back of all the perception, back of thinking we're a body, behind the thoughts and ideas that built this construct is the one, you know, it, the Father, the one creator of the whole. So just like all of these lessons are part of the whole, if you just get one, you get it all, you get the whole, you have that understanding. I feel like that's what this is saying. If I can experience that oneness with all of my relationships as I offer it to Holy Spirit, divine right mind, to God, to awakening, it all becomes holy. And you know, 20 days ago, when this lesson came up, I was in a very different place. I trust my brothers. Man, that trust is a big word, you know. But of my own self, I can't trust my brothers and sisters. I can't trust myself. And so I really do feel that this is a coming back, a returning home. No, I trust in God. I trust in spirit. I trust in the one creator of all that is, seeing beyond the appearance of separation and otherness and polarity to that one. I trust my brothers and sisters who are one with me. We're not bodies. We're all free. And we're all still as God created us. It's a beautiful lesson. Profound.
It is. And I think just like if you get one of these lessons...
Are you on?
I am.
Okay.
If you truly get one of these lessons... And I wasn't a few minutes ago, so I don't know if they'll be able to hear what I said or not, but it's okay. If you get one of these lessons wholly, truly, completely, then, you know, you get them all. In other words, any one of these, and you can become completely awakened. I want to use that as an analogy to if you truly, ultimately, completely love and trust one of your brothers and sisters, then you would then be able to truly love and trust all of them. You know, we think, oh, I love this person more than that person, or this person, I feel more safe around this person than I do that person. We're still holding everybody out separate. Because if we truly, really become one with any one of our brothers and sisters, joined in union relationship in mind with who and what they are, then we would be like Jesus was. He wasn't afraid of anybody. He wasn't out of love for anybody. He gave everybody his full appreciation in truth and in love. However, he did spend his time and said so with people that wanted to hear his message because he wanted to help as many people whose eyes are open and ears are open as quickly as he could. And that he's continuing to do now. So as a Course in Miracles student, you are part of the you're part of the inner circle. You're part of the tribe, you know. And if we can get together as peace partners and get together as mighty companions and begin to feel this appreciation on that high level of consciousness with those around us, we're not afraid of each other.
Yeah.
We can then begin to extend that. It does, in fact, heal and extend to the whole world.
Yeah. So as we practice this, perhaps in our significant relationships, it extends to all. As I do some things, I do all things. Right. And so one of the challenges is as we go out from here and we see what we perceive as an other, you know, somebody who's on the opposite side of the polarity that we have. And for those who are, you know, wearing masks, one of the things that I practice is beyond that, connecting with my brother and sister when I'm out in the world with kind, soft eyes.
Yeah.
You know, and a reassuring gaze that, yeah, we're all going to be okay. This is going to be okay. And in those moments when somebody isn't as I believe that they ought to be, also challenging that idle thought, you know, which right now somebody might be saying, well, what do you mean idle thought? That's not an idle thought, right? But it truly is, you know, if it's a thought of judgment or a thought of...
fear.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's an idle thought.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for being my, what are we calling them, peace partners?
Yeah.
You're my peace partner. I know you're my mighty companion. I'm grateful to be doing these lessons together with you and with all of those who are listening.
Yeah.
And
well, thank you. I am too. Hey, and if you find value, let it change you, right? You can share these podcasts. We're going to be creating a page on our website. Our website is truthaught.org. And, you know, while I've been kind of going alone here in the coursework, and Claudia's been kind of going alone in ministry work, you know, in another way, if you will, working with churches and so forth, we're partnering up here, and we are kind of launching our own ministry, for lack of a better term, but it's called True Thought Spiritual Community. And you're part of that community. If you're listening in to what we're sharing today, you're part of that community. You can find us at truththought.org. We just got our website up. And so it's definitely under construction, but I do absolutely intend to create a page, a section there, where we will continue to provide podcasts on A Course in Miracles, and Claudia has agreed to join me in weekly lessons on the textbooks content. We'll be discussing whatever comes forth in those podcasts, but it will be centric in A Course in Miracles study. So we're very excited that you are participating, and if you know others that are considering studying the Course in Miracles or that are already in A Course in Miracles, hopefully what the work we're doing will be a resource for you and them. And feel free to share our website, truthaught.org.
And we're so grateful for those who are supporting us.
Absolutely.
And walk not alone. So it's not Tony and I are supported and upheld in loving consciousness and by beloved mighty companions that are walking with us, and we're just grateful. Yeah.
Well, thank you for saying that, because on our website, you're really just going to see, you know, Claudia and I there, you know, in the forefront of it all. But there are definitely a group of people that are part of our inner circle, our family, our supporters, and our function is to support you and to support, and their love and support is available for you as well. You'll find it there. So thank goodness for you, and thank you for being with us today. We love you.
We love you.
I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me.
I trust my brothers who are one with me. I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea.